Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Happy Friday also brings us a visit from our joyful scavenger from the world of, hey, check this out, or stop and smell the roses. You know that person in your life who's always turning you on to new, cool stuff, changing your channel, shaking up your playlists, whose sentences begin with, you are going to love this. For us, that joyful scavenger is culture reporter Melissa Locker, whose work is featured in The Guardian, Time, Vanity Fair. Melissa, go ahead. Make my day.
I think you are going to fall in love and waste a lot of your free time on a new website called Radio. And that's Radio with five O's at the end of it. So radio.com.
And what can I do on this?
This website will take you around the world, let you click on a map, and let you play whatever they're listening to.
So I can just, on the map, click on a city?
And it pops up a little window, and it starts streaming music. So, for example, you could listen to the same thing that everyone in Lithuania is listening to. Kind of nice and electronic, a little funky, a little, you know, post-industrial. It's good.
Now, is that all I can do is hear the top 40 in each one of these cities?
Not at all. This website not only takes you around the world, it also takes you back in time. So you can theoretically click on any country and find out what they were listening to in a different era.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I could just, like, go to Argentina in the 30s?
Not a problem. Aren't you transported? Let's try another.
Okay, let's see. Philippines in the 70s.
Perfect. I think there was a lot of polyester. That sounds Brazilian.
Well, Philippines, I think heavy
island influence.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. That makes sense. Although, you know, the great thing here is it wouldn't have to be correct. I would still buy it, right?
Oh, sure. And also, it's not like the radio has to be locally made. It could be what they were listening to from around the world. So maybe there was a lot of influence of Brazilian music in the Philippines in the 1970s.
And you could use this just as, like, your basic music app. You put up the map and you just go, Siri, you know, Belarus, circa 1951.
Exactly. And it can also just stream in the background. Like, I had Colombian music in the 1950s playing all day, and it was fantastic. Think how much fun this could be at a dinner party, too.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right? You serve up a little Colombian food, and you have the music to go with it. Or you serve up, you know, Brazilian, or you serve up French cuisine from the 1960s and have yourself quite a French soiree. Parfois, leurs yeux s'allument
quand passe une ingénue aux longs cheveux de lune. This is really terrific. You know, the next thing is TV shows.
But isn't that YouTube, basically?
It is, I guess. But you can't do a map on YouTube.
You can't do a map. But I bet if you typed in Lithuania 1950 TV, you could probably find something.
That's why you're so much smarter than me, Melissa.
I just spend too much time on the internet.
That's true. That's why you're happy.
Mm. That is the secret to happiness, spending too much time online.
Radio, radioo.com. Fantastic. Melissa Locker, who's very, very happy and also has the most neglected child in the world?
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go. Thank you very much. Sans laurier, ils reviennent meurtris.
et peuvent réciter même.
The Takeaway is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org.